to 3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there's, well, let's get started with some of the top stories in the news today. So getting started with a couple of conflicts, international conflicts starting to build up. So first of all, of course, we've got the Ukrainian war going on right now, and there was a video that showed the apparent execution of an unarmed Ukrainian soldier by Russian soldier, and with that, President Zelensky blasts the warrior was brutally killed and blasts the Russians as murderers. Ukraine seeks U.S. Cluster bombs as well to adapt for drone use. And so those are just a couple updates of the Ukrainian war. Well, in the meantime, President Xi Jinping from China has targeted the United States in a speech today. He says that they must advance relations with Russia as the world becomes more turbulent, and says that the United States needs to change its attitude or risk conflict. Yeah, China stating this. And he also urged China's private firms to fight alongside the Communist Party of China. So, okay. He says the United States should change its distorted attitude towards China. And they defend their stance on the war and defend their close ties to Russia as part of that as well. Okay, so that's getting a little bit, little heated. When it comes to China and the United States relations, well, then that's not it. North Korea's, Kim Jong-un, his sister, has threatened action against the United States and South Korea, has warned that North Korea is ready to act against both of us. And this comes about after the United States flew a nuclear-capable B-52 bomber over the Korean Peninsula. And North Korea also warned the United States against intercepting its test missiles. So in other words, as they, you know, they've been shooting off these test rockets for a while now, and which most everybody looks at like they're just trying to gaslight people. They're just trying to upset people, right? Pushing boundaries, pushing the limits. And for the most part, we haven't done anything. Nobody's done anything. But now they're starting to warn. Don't shoot them down. Don't intercept our test rockets or else. Oh, okay. One of the stories that's going on still today throughout all the day came out from last night. So we know that Tucker Carlson was given the January 6th videotapes from Kevin McCarthy. Last night, he began to air the first of that footage. And one of the viral things going on with this is that he said that Congress has lied about what happened on January 6th and that it was mostly peaceful chaos. Now, I've covered it, you know, we didn't cover the January 6th hearings that much because it's exactly what I said. It was completely biased, and they were going to portray it in a way that was not necessarily accurate. It was just trying to portray it in a way that could try to make Donald Trump look as bad as possible. And because the reality of it is that, I mean, the shocking things of that day was, yeah, it was shocking to see people entering into the Capitol, but what was more shocking is to see police officers literally moving the barriers and allowing people to go through. It was shocking to see, yes, some of the violent things going on, but it was almost just as shocking to see just the casual attitude of people was walking through. I had people that I know who were there, and they said they thought they were welcomed in to tour the Capitol, to like protest, to walk through the Capitol. Like they thought it was like, you go in this door, you're going to end up out that door over there. Like it was a walkthrough. That was the feeling for the vast majority of people there. It was not, yeah, let's take down the Capitol. And then, no, there was probably a handful of people who thought that, and that was about it. And so I think one of the shocking footage parts I saw out of the newly released footage that Tucker Carlson released was that shaman guy, the guy who has the horn, you know, the headdress thing with the horns, that he was being escorted just quietly and peacefully down the hall into the Capitol by police officers, by Capitol Police. Here's a guy who just got, I can't remember how long, but he got a couple of years in prison. And I'm like, oh my gosh. He was just peacefully escorted throughout the Capitol. Wow. A couple more stories for you here, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Couple areas with some slow moving traffic. First off, we still have slowdowns on I-10 westbound. This is going to be near exit 26. This is going to be kind of near Ward Basin, right over Blackwater Bay. Got a call into the traffic light. It's not too bad, but definitely still seeing some patches of slow traffic. And then we do have a stalled car in the eastbound direction over to the right side. So definitely seeing some slight slowdowns there as well. It is moving. It's just a bit congested. Also, we're having some rain throughout the area. So that's slowing things down on I-10 westbound in between Pine Forest and 29, as well as over the Escambia Bay Bridge in both directions. Just cars slowing down with rain hitting the roads. But other than that, we are looking good. Just typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90, Pine Forest north and southbound directions in between 9 Mile and I-10, and in between 9 Mile and Beulah Road on Mobile Highway. See something else? Give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So a couple other top stories in the news today. So if you remember the actor Ben Savage, if you watched Boy Meets World, that Disney show, well, he was the star of it. He's now running for Congress. He's officially launched a congressional campaign to replace Adam Schiff. So interested to see one right there. Here's a crazy one. An alligator that was stolen from a Texas zoo 20 years ago has now been returned to the Texas Zoo. I guess it was a hatchling when it was stolen, and now they've returned it to the zoo. That's bizarre. Lego sales are up. What? Of all things, it's up 17%. I guess fans of Legos have been buying more and more complicated sets and bigger sets, and it's helped their sales go up. That's kind of bizarre. Crazy right there. Then there was something else here. We're starting to get buzz about Donald Trump's VP picks, who he would pick for VP. We already know it's definitely not gonna be Mike Pence, right? It's not gonna be Mike Pence, but apparently the top people that he's looking at, if he was the nominee, would be Carrie Lake. Which I even stated before, I thought Carrie Lake would be a great VP pick for him, or even for Ron DeSantis, and or maybe she even be the candidate and Ron DeSantis or somebody else be the VP pick. I definitely see her in the mix with this. So Carrie Lake, she's the one that ran for governor of Arizona. She's still, by the way, still fighting that the election results right there. It's not even over yet. Then we've got he is looking at Nikki Haley, apparently, as well as Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was his spokesperson, his press secretary, if you remember, and apparently Kristi Noem, the South Dakota governor. Those are four of the names that he's looking at. So interesting right there. Nikki Haley, Kristi Noem, Carrie Lake, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, all looking at the top four people that he's looking at for his VP pick. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to be getting hold on a sec. I do want to read this text about the about the January 6th stuff. Sounds to me, Bobby, you chose to not have an opinion until someone is as uncredible as Tucker Carlson and his bias. And you are hook, line, and sinker and believe everything he says and everything they portrayed in an entertainment setting, not in a news setting. Not once has Tucker Carlson ever been considered a news source. He's an entertainment for the right-wing conservatives. So now with all the countless hours of live streaming that the entire nation and world saw is untrue because of cherry-picked videos that Tucker Carlson showed you. Oh boy, this world is in a world of hurt. First of all, just so you know, I've never seen Tucker Carlson ever in my life. I could barely pick him out in a picture. I've never seen any of the Fox News shows. I don't watch Fox. I don't watch any TV. And second of all, I've shared my opinion about it many times. On the day it happened, I said, this is a disgrace. This is a protest that got out of hand. And the week after that, when people were saying this was a coup d'etat, this is an attempted coup d'etat over the nation, I said, no, that's definitely hubris. The Black Lives Matter riots were way worse off than what this was. And I've been sharing that opinion the whole time. The January 6th thing shouldn't have happened, but it was a peaceful protest gone awry, just like the Black Lives Matter riots were peaceful protests gone awry, just like the Cop City riots that happened in Atlanta were mostly peaceful protests. And then you get this handful of people who ruin it for everybody else. But when you're looking at the Black Lives Matter riots versus January 6th riots, one lasted 7 months, Black Lives Matter riots. One had one murder that was actually one of the protesters, not the police officer. Black Lives Matter had 20 plus murderers. There was hundreds of small businesses destroyed. No small businesses destroyed January 6th. One federal building was damaged on January 6th. Yet over 150 federal buildings were damaged in Black Lives Matter riots just around the nation. There was an estimated nearly $2 billion of damage from Black Lives Matter riots. There was over 2,000 officers assaulted during Black Lives Matter riots. You know, only 140 officers assaulted during January 6th. Yet there's national outrage over January 6th and act like it was a big, huge, enormous thing. So I've said it's an embarrassment. It was a peaceful protest that went bad. It was not orchestrated by the former president either. He, in fact, was telling people, let's go down there and peacefully protest. Although my other opinion is, once it did happen, I think he could have staved it off quicker if he just addressed the media, like went to the media and said, guys, don't do this. This isn't us. He did eventually do that, but he waited for a while because he liked that it was happening. I do believe that. But he did not orchestrate it. He did not encourage it. But once it was going on, he wasn't wanting it to stop. I do believe that as well. So there's multiple different angles of this. And I've shared all these opinions before in the past. And not one of them has come from Tucker Carlson because I've never even listened to him before. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Top Trending News. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Gracie, what do we got going on the roads?
Well, we still have some slow-moving traffic on I-10. That's going to be in the eastbound direction in between Pine Forest and 29. We just have some rain throughout the area, so it's slowing some cars down. So just keep that in mind, as well as in both the east and westbound direction. Right over Blackwater Bay, expect some slow traffic. That's going to be near Ward Basin Road. We have an accident there that's slowing some cars down. So just keep that in mind. And then on top of that, we just have a typical afternoon traffic. That's Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Davis Highway is pretty busy right now, right around East Olive Road, as well as Pine Forest North and Southbound in between I-10 and Mobile Highway in between 9 Mile and Beulah. If you see something else on the roads or you have some details, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-226-1111 is the number to call. And this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right, Bobby. Pensacola police are trying to identify two males who slashed tires on eight different vehicles in downtown Pensacola Saturday. Police say the incidents happened around 11 p.m. Police released surveillance pictures of the two suspects today, which you can see on the News Radio 92.3 website. One suspect is a black male wearing a black T-shirt, black sweatpants, red and white Nike shoes, and a ball cap. And the other suspect is a white male wearing a white T-shirt, gray sweatpants, with writing on the front of the right leg. If you have any information, call the Pensacola Police or Crime Stoppers. Pensacola's Ice Flyers will be rebranding for one night only when their season opens on March 11th. They'll become the Pensacola Bushwhackers for rebrand night. You can check the Ice Flyers website to see the Bushwhackers logo. They'll also have merch available for that night. If you're a longtime Ice Flyers fan, though, don't worry. They say the team will go back to their original name and logo after the game is over. The team says they chose the Bushwhackers name because it's something that everyone who lives in or visits Pensacola knows about. Several bars on Pensacola Beach will be selling Bushwhackers and branded cups to promote the event. And finally, Bobby, today is National Cereal Day. Happy National Cereal Day to you. The sugary snack that is traditionally served in a bowl with milk and a spoon has been around since the end of the 19th century. It's also become one of America's most popular breakfast foods. Some bakers have even turned to cereal as a key ingredient in cakes, cookies, and bar recipes.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of stuff with that. I like cereal. I like a bowl of cereal at night.
Yes.
Like when watching TV.
That's a good
stuff.
Yep.
Just like, instead of like a bowl of ice cream, I'll go with a bowl of cereal sometimes too. So, what's your favorite cereal?
Me, Frosted Cheerios.
Wait, Frosted Cheerios?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I've had Frosted Cheerios.
Well, you need to try them.
Over a decade.
Well, they're still there. So, no worries. You can still get them.
Okay. All right. We'll have to check that one out. Gracie, favorite cereal?
Lucky Charms all the way. Those marshmallows.
Lucky Charms.
Those marshmallows are just
so good. Those marshmallows are gross.
What? I would just eat the marshmallows if they had them.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so good.
Mine is Cracklin' Oat Bran or Raisin Nut Bran. Why'd you give a gag?
What is their
reflux?
I'm just speechless now.
That's your night snack instead of ice cream? Raisin Bran.
Lacey's going to be regular. We know that.
Okay, that's my favorite is Cracklin' Oat Bran or Raisin Nut Bran, but I always have Fruity Pebbles in the house.
Okay, good.
Fruity Pebbles and
Crunch. I was worried.
So sometimes the replacement for cereal or for ice cream is going to be a bowl of Fruity Pebbles or a bowl of Captain Crunch. So those are my sweet options that are out there, but they're not my favorite though. I like the hearty cereals. So. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. All right. Anything with a raisin in the name is an old person food. That's an over the hill moment for you. maybe. Maybe. All right. Then we got here. Cereal with ice cream. Oh, yes. Now, I like with Fruity Pebbles, you're talking about that? Yeah, you put Fruity Pebbles on vanilla ice cream. That's some good stuff right there like that. So I like it. So I was looking at this list of cities where millionaires buy their second homes. Three of the top 10 cities are in Florida. Eyeball comes up this weekend on the 11th at 6 o'clock at the ballroom at Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets, and you can help them provide programming for their clients to help them reach maximum independence in their lives. And get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. I was just covering there at the beginning or at the end of the last segment that the top 10 U.S. towns where millionaires are buying second homes, three of them are here in Florida. In fact, number one is Miami. Miami is the top place where millionaires buy a second home. Then it's the Hamptons in New York. Then number three is West Palm Beach in Florida. Then number four is Napa, California. Number five is Aspen, Colorado. Santa Barbara. California, San Diego, California, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Carmel by the Sea in California, and then number 10 is Boca Raton, Florida. So three out of the top 10 are in Florida, where millionaires try to buy second homes. And then, interestingly enough, right there, you saw that four of them are actually in California, one in Colorado, one in Wyoming, one in New York. So somebody was texting saying, where are the cities? So it's Miami, West Palm Beach, and what was the last one I just said? I can't remember. All right. Boca. What's that?
Boca Raton.
Boca Raton, yes. Boca Raton. All right, we got your sports hit coming up here in just a minute, and then we'll be covering cities in Florida that are basically where they rank as far as murder, like murder rates, and where they come in, and overall we actually rank pretty good around the nation in that area. That's a good thing. All right, before we get to your sports hit though, top three stories. Actually, you know, let me do top three stories and then we'll do our traffic on the fives. China says the United States should change its attitude or risk conflict. Change its attitude towards what? Change our attitude towards them and their stance in the Ukraine war. Kim Jong-un's sister in North Korea says that North Korea is ready to act against the United States and South Korea. Oh boy. And then Tucker Carlson from Fox News showed the very first of the January 6th footage, calling it mostly peaceful chaos, to which he's gotten a little bit of backlash for that. But when you see some of the video footage that's come out, it's not as riotous as what the January 6th committee tried to make it out to be. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We have some slow-moving traffic on I-110. This is going to be in the northbound direction as you are getting onto the ramp to head westbound on I-10. Just some congestion right now. I'm not really seeing an accident or anything. And then we also have slow traffic leaving Pensacola, heading towards Garcon Point. This is going to be on the Escambia Bay Bridge as you're getting closer to Avalon Boulevard. Expect some slowdowns. And we have a patch of slow traffic in both the east and westbound direction. Going over Blackwater Bay. This is going to be due to an accident that happened a little while ago. Mostly cleared up, but definitely still seeing a patch of traffic there. Typical traffic, including Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, Pine Forest, north and southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10. And we do have slow traffic on Mobile Highway. This is going to be in between 9 Mile and Beulah Road. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line. And this traffic report brought to you by IBEW Local Union. IBEW Local Union 676 invites you to their career fair. That's going to be at the Comfort Inn on Davis Highway on March 8th, tomorrow from 3 to 7. It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, so the NBA is on tonight on TNT, 6:30. Philadelphia 76ers take on Minnesota, and after that, it's the Memphis Grizzlies against the LA Lakers. Major League Baseball preseason right now, earlier today, Tampa Bay beat Philadelphia, and the Atlanta Braves are playing Boston later tonight. NCAA men's basketball, we continue on with the tournaments, with the different conference tournaments. Earlier today, Georgia Tech beat Florida State by 1 point. Oh, so close. Right now, Louisville is beating Boston. Nope. Boston College just took the lead. So that was really close. The second half just started in that one. And then on ESPN tonight, you've got Northern Kentucky playing Cleveland. I believe it's playing Cleveland. This is for the Barbasol Horizon League Championship. It's the finale. Okay, that's on at 6 o'clock tonight. On ESPN at 6 o'clock, you got, I don't even know these teams. These are like the Fairleigh Dickinson against Merrimack. Okay, well, that's on ESPN2. North Dakota State University plays Oregon. Oral Roberts. That'll be at 8 o'clock. And then now you get into the big game. 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Number 9, Gonzaga, is playing number 16, St. Mary's College. And so that's the big game to watch right there. NHL hockey going to be on ESPN Plus beginning at 6 o'clock. Florida Panthers are hosting Las Vegas. And then the Tampa Bay Lightning are hosting the Philadelphia Flyers. So those are on ESPN+. In sports news, lots of NFL talk going on right now. The Ravens were not able to work out a deal with Lamar Jackson. So they put a tag on him. They basically did a franchise tag with him. But it's a non-exclusive tag. So he could he's basically, for all intents and purposes, he's a free agent right now. So other teams can make offers to him. Daniel Jones reaches a $160 million deal in the meantime with the Giants, and the team is using their franchise tag on the running back Saquon Barkley instead. The Jets are in talks with the Packers to get Aaron Rodgers. They're flying out there to meet him, apparently. And yesterday, or a couple days ago, the Seahawks went ahead and gave a 3-year extension to Geno Smith. But Pete Carroll says that that will not prevent them from drafting a quarterback. The Buccaneers released their left tackle, Smith, and the NFL's very first Black Friday game that's going to air this year is going to stream for free on Amazon Prime. That's your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. A recent report shows that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was correct when he asserted that the crime rate in Florida has fallen under his watch. Now, technically, the crime rate has been falling since the 1980s here in the state of Florida, but the Wire Points has a report that ranked the top 75 largest cities based on homicide rates. And the results showed that Tampa and Miami were ranked 49th and 50th, and Orlando was 55th. The one place that was in the top 25 of the largest metropolitan areas in the country that was from Florida was Jacksonville. That surprised me, actually. I would have thought it would have been like Miami or something like that. Jacksonville came in 23rd largest metropolitan area, like 23rd highest out of the largest metropolitan areas for murder rate and crime rate. And Louisiana had the highest murder rate per capita in New Orleans, and Chicago, number one overall for the most homicides, but 13th for per capita homicides. So that's, you know, there's a difference right there. Jacksonville's per capita murder rate is ranked at 36th and overall, but man, that's just, I didn't realize that Jacksonville was going to be the place out of all of the large metropolitan areas in Florida, that Jacksonville was the one that has the highest murder rate. So kind of interesting right there. Running out your top five worst cities in 2022 was, I mentioned, New Orleans was number one, then St. Louis, Missouri, Baltimore, Maryland, Detroit, Michigan, and then Memphis, Tennessee is the ones that rank the top right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. But overall, I mean, there's no cities in the top 20 that are in Florida. So that's important to note, I believe. All right. We were talking about this before. Bobby, just turned on. I heard you talk about Tucker Carlson. Did you watch any of it last night? If not, you should see it on YouTube. So I did not see any Tucker Carlson, but I did see some of the clips that were released. And that's what I was saying when I saw some of these clips. They did surprise me. Seeing particularly like the shaman basically just quietly being escorted throughout the Capitol building. And, you know, he just got multiple years in prison. So it's like, oh, boy. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, come up here next. We're going to get a quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom. And then I got kind of a crazy story of a guy going to extremes to try to find a date, and it kind of backfired on him. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Radio 92.3. This happened in Daytona. A Florida man. It happened on Saturday night. It was late at night, and he heard, I guess he heard a noise at the front door, some scratching or something. Who's at my door? He didn't have one of those Ring doorbells so he could check it out. So he just went to the door to try to surprise somebody. You know, who's scratching my, I'm going to surprise him. Opens up the door, got bit by an alligator. The scratch at his front door was an alligator. he's going to be okay, but yeah, that's not cool. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by ECUA. We are checking in clear right now on 29 on Highway 90, seeing typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. On I-10 and I-110, we have some slow traffic getting off of I-110 northbound, heading onto I-10, heading westbound, as well as eastbound on I-10, getting out of Escambia County, heading towards Santa Rosa. This is going to be on the Escambia Bay Bridge. Expect some slowdowns that'll clear up after Avalon Boulevard. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to 850-2626-111. That's the traffic line number. Again, this traffic report brought to you by ECUA. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to LiveGreen. Go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John?
Well, I bet he buys a Ring cam after that alligator incident, or a family member gives it to him. That's my advice. Man is dead after the car he was driving collided head-on with another car on State Road 293 in Okaloosa County. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, the man was driving a Toyota Camry westbound, and the Honda Accord was traveling east when the Toyota crossed the center line, crashed head-on with the Honda. One man and two children were in the Toyota. The man was pronounced dead on the scene. One of the children was seriously injured, and the other child only had minor injuries. The driver of the Honda was seriously injured. All of the injured were transported to Fort Walton Beach Medical Center. Special election to fill three town council seats in Chancery is getting closer, and the first financial reports have been released for the four candidates. Financial contributions total reported by the candidates range from $50 to $130, and their expenditures range from $0 to $89. The totals were from February 18th through qualification day on February 24th. Special election will be held on March 28th at Century Town Hall. And lastly, a Utah woman is behind bars after admitting to start a fire at her apartment complex to burn away negative energy. Around a dozen units were damaged and several residents were displaced by the blaze on Sunday morning. 38-year-old Crystal Moss was arrested after telling police it was her fault. Court documents reveal she poured a bottle of alcohol on a tree of life inside her bedroom in an effort to burn away the sadness and pain in her life. She faces one felony arson charge.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was not a good way to handle that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead. Today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
I was joking about this just a couple of weeks ago. Artificial intelligence, and that pretty soon there's going to be an app out there that's going to be our AI, and we're just going to be like dating the app. It's going to be like the perfect person for us. Apparently, AI human romances are flourishing, according to Time Magazine. Are you kidding me with this? I was joking. Nope, it's real. It's real. It's coming about. Just going to get an app to be the person you're going to connect to. And it might be better than what this guy did. His name's Robert. Lives in Wisconsin. He put up a billboard. Wisconsin's number one eligible bachelor, looking for a local honest woman. Local media did a report on him because he's got this big billboard up. Turns out he's got a restraining order against him from a year ago.